While you were away, Lou, in Hawaii for the past week, northern and eastern New South Wales was getting pummeled by glorious rain a little bit too much. And Queensland as well. It put out a lot of the fires, but it's caused a lot of flooding and stuff too. But what's in store for the border? Are we going to get a deluge like that? Let's find out. We've got Helen from the Bureau of Meteorology with us. Morning, Helen.
Good morning. Yes, a little bit of wet stuff from the skies today.
Yeah, it is. It's been like that for the last couple of days, but we keep seeing these images on the news of just the massive amounts that they're getting further north in New South Wales and right down the coast of New South Wales as well. Are we going to get a massive amount of rain at any point in time, or does it look like we're just going to be steady?
I think you'll just be on the steady end of the scale. What the rain that you've seen in that all that wonderful footage of just everyone getting flooded and completely inundated has been generated by a system offshore. And so the Great Dividing Range has once again divided the weather. And so most of that action has been over the east side of the ranges. So whilst some of that has been able to flow over into the western parts, into places like the Riverina and Albury, you've only had just a fraction of it. So you've had like a nice 5 to 10 mils, which is fantastic to have, because when you have masses of water like that and you're flooded, that's actually a bit more than you want at the time.
Oh yeah, definitely. So, and it just runs away. You don't get the benefit from it.
Well, in a sense, some of it has been able to soak in and some of it has been able to go into the rivers in a way that it's not completely flooding. So it is double-edged sword in a sense in that regard. But we're not expecting to have those enormous amounts of rainfall west of the ranges anytime soon.
Now, is it going to last all week, Helen? Sorry to interrupt.
No, all good. No, there's lots of things happening. That coastal trough that's been generating all that rain is weakening a little bit, but it's going to be more of an inland feature. So you've got, for Albury sort of region, you're looking at some showery activity and even some thunderstorms during the course of today and into tomorrow as well. So not humongous totals coming out of it, but still enough to realise that the dry summer has kind of finished. We're actually into a slightly wetter period.
Okay.
And that'll follow through to this week at least, which is a very nice thing, I like to think.
Yeah,
it sure is.
Such a change.
We so need it.
Yeah, it's magnificent. All right, Helen, we very much appreciate that. I mean, it's like we're getting the best of it in a way, because it's just, it's there.
Steady.
It's
yeah.
steady, but it's not coming in one massive deluge.
Well, just wait for a thunderstorm, because that might be a bit of a dump that you're not expecting.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
spoke too soon.
Thanks so much, Helen.
You're welcome.